Welcome! Welcome to another episode of Soundtrack Telling. I am your host, Captain Kirk, and I will be playing for you some great music from TV shows, video games, and movies. Now, before you switch me off, before you tap that app, before you switch that dial, hear me out. Imagination. Using your imagination with this show is my primary goal. To accomplish this task, I use soundtrack music to help tell a story to you. Either you tell yourself a story, like in your head, while listening to the music, or I tell you a story using soundtrack music, encouraging your mind to take you into another world. That is the beauty of soundtrack music from our favorite areas of entertainment. Without the music, many stories would seem dull and boring. However, some movies omit music to allow the element of surprise, such as thrillers or horror films. But omitting soundtrack music from soundtrack telling would render this show pointless. Possibly, this music isn't exactly your taste. I get it. But give this show a try. You just might change your mind. Now, it is a well-known 100% fact that every citizen of the United States suffers from the case of the Mondays. And I know just the cure for that for the next couple of hours. So stay tuned. And I will play for you the best afternoon of Wake Up! Motivational music that I can find. that you just heard was He's a Pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl by Klaus Badelt. Before that, in order, you heard Suicide Mission from Mass Effect 2 by Jack Wall, The White Tree from Lord of the Rings Return of the King by Howard Shore, Blood and Steel from Skyrim by Jeremy Soule. Again, thank you for tuning in to Soundtrack Telling, where music encourages imagination. If you are just tuning in, I play soundtrack music from TV shows, video games, and movies. But I do more than that. I dive into the meaning of the importance of soundtrack music and what it does for the entertainment which we watch and play. I also take the music I have and place it within a story that I just might read. A while back, I did make the statement that I would read a story written by a listener to this show and read it over the radio. There are a couple of requirements, however. First, the story must be appropriate. You know, no foul language, no other adult content. Second, grammar and punctuation is highly recommended. And thirdly, it needs to be less than 5 minutes. And if you don't know how long that is, then read it to yourself and time it. That'll give you an idea. So, if you wish to see, or rather hear, your story broadcasted over the radio, send it to me via Facebook. Jim R. Kirk, or Captain Kirk if it shows up. And you know what? It just so happens that I have a story here from one of my faithful listeners that I'm going to read to you. But not just yet. First, let's get our imagination going. Thank you. I'll be right back after these short messages.